Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Freedom of Species would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast today. We pay our respect to the elders of all of the lands on which we meet across Australia.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Freedom of Species Radiothon Show. We hope you are in listener land getting ready for the big show. Thank you to Sal from Out of the Pan. The song that we just listened to was War on Women by Delilah Bond. Thanks so much for your show, Sal. So we have a crowded studio here today. Lots of hosts of Freedom of Species. On the panel we have Trev.
Hey, everyone.
And then we have Caroline.
Hello.
And then Nick.
Hello.
And then Lottie.
Hello.
And then Ash.
Hello.
And then myself, Meg. So we're all here. Well, not, we're not all here, but lots of us are here. And we are ready for Freedom of Species Radiothon Show, which, as tradition, is a animal trivia show. Get your listening hats on and get your brains into gear, because this one is going to be a doozy.
Yeah, the first question, or you mean the whole show?
The whole show. Oh my gosh, Trev.
I thought
come
you were
on.
Like, really, I was like,
he's straight into it.
No.
I was just looking at everyone's body language. I think everyone's really competitive in this studio. So
no.
Text in your answers.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so what is the text? What is the number to text in answers?
Okay. So to text in, it's 0488 809 855. And that's 855, obviously, for the AM dial for 3CR. So, yeah, 0488 809 855. Pop it in your phones, because anyone who donates is going to – and you can donate by text. You can also call, but not that number. That's a text-only number. But if you donate today, it's your choice. It's a, if it's a tax-deductible donation, it's just a donation. But if you would like to get a prize, any donation this year will get a prize first in best dressed. So just say when you're donating that you'd like to get a prize for the Freedom of Species prize pool. This is just for Freedom of Species, not for 3CR in general. So just for this show, if you donate now and you say you want a prize, you get first in. And what are the prizes?
The prizes are a 3CR tote bag, a 3CR mug, and we've got some books. The Vegan Baker by Zachary Bird, Vegan Entanglements by Zane McNeil, and The Animal Rights Debate, which is based on Tom Reagan's debate.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome. First in, best dressed with those. Just say which prize you'd like, or just say you'd like a prize, and we'll let you know which prizes are still available when you donate. That's only if you're happy for it not to be tax deductible. If you'd rather it be a tax deductible donation, it's just a feel-good donation, which is still good.
Yeah. Everything contributes. Exactly. It. You get a pat on the back and feel good.
And what's our target at the moment?
Oh, I was going to say just quickly, our prize for the trivia winner is a Veggio chocolate bar.
Oof,
nice.
That's a good one. Yum, yum.
Or if there's any leftover prizes, you can choose that. You can take your pick, but definitely there'll be a chocolate bar.
At least.
Oh, and so the honour of being the winner.
Meg, do you want to run past what's our target and donations like at the moment? Just for the start of the show, we'll set a baseline.
So very first, we are, our target for the entirety of the Freedom of Species is 1700. So we, for our contribution to 3CR's Radiothon, our target is 1700. And already it's pretty exciting. We have actually reached a total of... okay, I'm going to go by this. Okay. Oh, no, no, no. All right. We have raised so far a total of $1,162. So we only have a total of $468 to go, which is amazing. So live online, we are $468 away from achieving our goal of raising $1,700 for Radiothon, which is amazing.
I feel like the maths is a bit out there, but I don't care. I'm going to go with my magic of radiothon.
I didn't pick it up because I ain't a math girl.
It's all right.
Okay. I looked at that going, ooh.
It'll even out in the wash.
Hey,
I'm
guys.
Sure.
All right. No worries.
You know what? It's like roughly 500. Yeah. You know, just donate and, you know, it'll help.
That's all right. There'll probably be some. Well, make a donation and make them really get their maths right.
Exactly.
So if you want to call through, it's 03-9419-0155. Give us your trickiest donation numbers as possible. Try and get them to stuff up their calculations. So
yeah, come on.
Give us, you know, like $46.38. Make it get really tricky for them to try and get
really make the
volunteers
work.
That's it.
Yeah. Excellent.
Should we go for a question?
Yeah.
Well, no, we've already had a donation come in.
Oh, okay.
At the start of the show, do you want to mention that?
So, yeah, Ash. Ash in the studio, oh my gosh, has given live $20.
$20.
$20, yay. Now, just to let you know, so any donation above $2 is tax deductible. So if you don't claim your prize and you want to claim it on tax, anything above $2 is tax deductible. So everything counts. So, yeah.
Nice.
Another one.
Oh, okay. Does someone else want to read? I'm actually sitting here craning my neck.
I can read. So Patricia from Perth, WA, has texted in and said, enjoy listening to your show. To help you keep it on air, I'm donating $50.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you. We love you.
That's amazing.
And that's cool to be listening from Perth. That's my hometown.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Perth represents.
Yeah.
Well,
excellent.
Okay.
It's amazing that we've got these donations coming in, but I think we've got to get some trivia questions out of the way because otherwise we're going to run out of time.
Yeah. And everyone, let's please go. Participate. And just really quickly before we do that, the number to text your answers to the trivia questions is 0488 809 855.
Who's going first?
I can go first? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. My first question is, which African animal has a name that derives from the Afrikaans meaning earth pig? And so when you text in with your name, the number of the question. So that was question one. And do we want suburbs as well?
Yeah, why not?
Yes.
Where you live. We want to know where you live.
Yeah. So question
answer.
In the least creepy way. So that was question one. Text in question number, your name, and where you live with the answer. And then the first person in gets a point. With the right answer gets a point.
Yeah.
And do you want to repeat that question?
Yep. So which African animal has a name that derives from the Afrikaans language meaning earth pig?
See, I've been learning Dutch because my partner is Dutch. Yeah. And Afrikaans is very similar related. To Dutch. So I should know this. And I know half of what the word means in translation, but I still can't think of an animal.
All right. So we've got one from Cecilia, has texted in. And the answer is aardvark, which is correct.
Yeah,
oh!
Very
that
good.
Does make sense.
We have a leader.
Go, Cecilia.
Go, Cecilia.
Well done.
Our current leader for trivia. Can anyone match her?
Well, so I know that varken is pig in Dutch.
In Dutch,
or
right. Interesting.
So it's probably similar.
Would mean earth. Yeah, I know Vark German and earth is Erde. So yeah.
There we go.
We got a response in from Larry in Mentone, Warthog, Muggsy from Mentone said boar. So yes, unfortunately not correct, but please keep texting in for the next questions. Who's next?
What about one of your animal sounds, Trev?
Okay, we're going to go with one of mine. So
the sounds.
These are really hard.
So the first animal sound, who is this? So it's those loud calls. You've heard two of them so far. Another one coming up now. That's the sound we're looking for. There's another one coming. That's what we're trying to work out.
We also got another donation in. DeVita from Glen Iris said, I want to donate $40, and if the Zachary Bird vegan baker book is still available, I'd like that one.
Woohoo!
Absolutely.
And that is available, so it's all yours.
All yours, DeVita. There Thank you go. For your donation. whilst the mystery animal We're plays in the background.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's actually a good one to announce.
Responses to this.
Can I ask a question?
You can.
Can we know whether it is a native animal to Australia?
Or you is might that... know. Do you know?
No. As in...
I don't want to give that away just
That was no.
You don't know.
Yeah, too early for those sort of hints. Okay, we'll see right. if people have any
Do we want to jump to question three and see if responses yes. to question two come in?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Caroline?
All right. Want to do question I'm going with three? A bit of history. The first known animal protection legislation was passed in a 1635 law. It banned the brutal practices of tying ploughs to horses' tails and plucking wool from living sheep. In which country was this law passed?
So while everyone thinks, we got a response to question two from Muggsy from Mentone, and their answer was the lyrebird. Is that correct, Trev?
So lyrebird is wrong, unfortunately.
Oh,
bummer. Good guess.
Such a good guess.
But question two is the animal sound. Yep. And question three from
is...
Carolyn, if you want to read it one more time.
Yep. The first known animal protection legislation was passed in a 1635 law. It banned the brutal practices of tying ploughs to horses' tails and plucking wool from living sheep. In which country was this law passed?
Right.
So it was the 1650s, was it?
1635.
Okay, interesting.
A bit
before our time.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Before our time.
So you can text in answers for either question two, the sound of the animal, or question three, which is the legislation question from the 1600s. That number is 0488 809 855. And if you'd like to just donate, you can also just call in on 9419-0155. We would love to have any donations on air because we really want to try and get to our target. I think we've had, with a couple that have come through, our target is only $398 away.
Oh, that's amazing. Ooh. We are so close.
We really want to hit that. We've got 45 minutes-ish.
Yep.
And lots of prizes. Can we do true.
It? Yeah, absolutely. Prizes.
I think we can do it.
Yeah, so $398 with 45 minutes to go, and we are live. Can we make our target live right here in the studio? That would be fantastic.
Okay. Yes. Do we have
so
any
we've
more
got some
answers?
Responses to question three. So the first one that came in was Larry in Mentone, who said England.
No.
Ooh. Muggsy from Mentone also said England. Cecilia in Brunswick said France.
No.
Great guesses, though.
Correct. For question two, Cecilia said spider monkey.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Bow. And then for question three, Ruby in Tarnit says Ireland.
Correct.
Ooh, yay, really?
Well done, Ruby.
I never would have guessed. Well done, Ruby.
All right. So question two is still in motion. And
correct.
We've got Cecilia on 1 point and Ruby on 1 point. So
well done, Cecilia
still
and Ruby.
Still open.
Neck
and
neck.
Wants
so
to
do we
want
to jump to question four?
Absolutely. Anyone can win at this stage. Come on.
Yes.
Get involved.
Okay, yeah, I can go. Yeah. I am going to be reading from... a pamphlet by Clive Palmer, because that's what 3CR is all about.
No. I saw you had that. I'm like, what's going on?
What? In the pamphlet Australia's New Deal, recently sent out by the United Australia Party, which policy was raised that is relevant to veganism?
Oh.
So I'm going to... I'll just leave it open, and if we struggle, I'll give multiple choice, but we'll just leave it open now. They had a policy that was related to veganism. What is that policy from the United Australia Party?
I don't have a lot of faith that it's going to be a positive policy.
I got that flyer and I threw it in the bin, so I don't know.
It was a wild read. Yeah, it was wild. Mm. Yeah.
So do you want to just read that? What number question was that again? And what,
that was
what,
number four. That's question four. So question four is, in the pamphlet Australia's New Deal, recently sent out by the United Australia Party, which policy was raised that is relevant to veganism? As Meg said, relevant to veganism, not necessarily pro-vegan, but yeah.
That's a tough one. You're expecting us to be
across... No one's read it.
I'm not exactly inclined to read these, but if there was any intrepid listener out there who did actually go through...
Yeah, well, after the song, I'll give a multiple choice, but I just wanted to give people a chance. But I guess nice. Before the song, do you two want to have a question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So hang on, we've got question two is the sound effects, and I might just do a quick refresher on what that sounds like before we go on. So... we've got the noise, I should say. That's the sound, the animal sound, which is... that's the noise. That's the sound that this animal makes. That call happens every couple of seconds, the high-pitched one. So these background noises are not it. It's that. That's what we're looking for. Who makes that sound? So that is question two. And question four was what Nick read out about Clive Palmer.
That was one of the things I had on the multiple choice. So, yeah, that was incorrect. Is plant-based milks and meats can't be called milk / meat. And that is, again, the kind of thing that I thought they would say, but it's not. Again, I had that in my multiple choice because I feel like,
So that was incorrect.
We had Muggsy from Mentone who said, make vegan Palmers illegal.
How dare they?
I like it. I can't give it a point, though.
Okay, that's another incorrect one. So we've got question two and four on the go, and we want to do another one, we think, question five.
I think let's do one more before the song.
Okay. Yeah. So question five. So my question is... what is the animal with the fastest limb movement in the animal kingdom? I'm going to read that again because it's really relevant. So it's the actual action is the most important thing. So what is the animal with the fastest limb movement in the animal kingdom? So, yeah, if someone guesses this, I'll be pretty chuffed.
I've got an idea.
You reckon you have? I'll let some people... you might.
Got an idea.
Yeah.
So we've got another donation that's come through from Gareth in Perth. Gareth says, I'm donating $48 to round up your total. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
Gareth,
to question two, Davida in Glen Iris says, Currawong?
Currawong. Sorry, that's incorrect.
Not a Currawong. No.
All right, so I think we're going to a song now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Alrighty. So the song that we're going to hear is called My Vegan Life by I Feel. It's on a compilation album called Always for the Animals for Life by on Veganic Records.
Freedom of Species thanks Animal Free Science Advocacy for their financial support of this program. Animal Free Science Advocacy works to create a future where no animals are harmed in the name of science, and scientific progress is advanced through animal-free research methods. Become a member today by visiting animalfreesci.org.au. That's animalfreesci.org.au.
Make your donation during our annual Radiothon and help us celebrate 50 years on air.
Donate to the 3CR Radiothon fundraiser this June.
To donate, call 0394198377 or go online at 3cr.org.au.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
So you're back on Freedom of Species, and we just heard My Vegan Life by I Feel. And this is our Animal Trivia Radiothon show. Woo-hoo.
And we've just had a donation from Cecilia, who has just donated $15 They say, but I don't want a gift. Smiley face.
Thank you so much.
You're such a champ.
Thank you. So we've had some responses come through during the break.
Ooh.
So Cecilia for question two, guest Sea Eagle. Trev, is that one correct?
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Unfortunately not. Guess. So question two is still on the go.
Yes.
Text in if you've got a guess for that one.
I might just play it in the background while you're reading this out.
And then for question four, this was the one about Clive Palmer's pamphlet. Cecilia also guessed for that one, no culling of wild Brumbies.
That is incorrect, and I'll go to multiple choice for that question. So one of them has already been guessed, so I'll just give three choices. So this is for question four about the United Australia policy relevant to veganism. Is it A, increase subsidies to animal agriculture? Is it B, ban artificial meat? Or C, increase penalties for animal advocates trespassing on private property? So you've got A, B, or C for that one.
Nice. So not all three.
I'm sure they'd like to pass all three of those.
Texting quick now that it's multiple choice.
Ooh.
And in the break, we also had some guesses for Meg's question five, the fastest animal with limbs. The fastest limb movement. Muggsy guessed fly.
Bow, bow.
Ruby guessed hummingbird.
Bow, bow.
And Cecilia guessed crickets.
Bow, bow. Mm. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're all champs. Good guesses.
Yeah.
I mean, if we need to, I can give a clue.
I will give a clue for the animal noise that we've just heard in the background there. So native to, or at least exists within Australia. So is an Australian animal. I'm not 100% sure if they're native or exclusive to Australia, but I'll just say that they're found in Australia. That's just because of my lack of knowledge that I can't give a definite on the other part of that. But
so then for question four, Cecilia has texted in and guessed... option C, increased penalties for vegan animal rights activists trespassing on private property.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Mm. And you only get one shot at the multiple choice one.
Yeah. I think that's a fair, a fair policy. Should we go to question six?
Yeah.
I can do another one.
I've been helping Meg, so we've got more on Meg's list.
Yeah, we have. I can do one for me if you like. Yeah? Okay. All right. This is a true or false question. Do snakes have eyelids? True or false? Do snakes have eyelids?
Well, people, you got a 50-50 chance at this one. Who can text through first to get the point?
So we've had... Muggsy from Mentone for question four, guess D, and there were only three options. So try again with A or B. C has been ruled out.
Larry and Mentone
guessed C. So it's A or B at this point. A
is increased subsidies to animal agriculture, and B is ban artificial meat.
And then Muggsy from Mentone for question six, which was...
Do snakes have eyelids?
They have said false.
False. Correct.
Yay!
Snakes do not have eyelids. In fact, snakes do not have traditional movable eyelids and cannot blink or close their eyes. Instead, their eyes are protected by a transparent, immovable layer of skin called a brill. There you go.
So that was Muggsy? Is the correct?
Yes, that's right. Go Muggsy. Ooh,
tying up the points.
Ooh, so hang on. Are we on? So we've got three people on one each. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, and we've got
Muggy, Celia, and Ruby. Anyone's game.
Well, Ruby anybody's has game. A for question four. I think that's Nick's question.
Ooh.
Sorry, Ruby.
Oh no.
You had a chance to take the lead there, but.
Is there anyone in the running?
So I think there's only one option.
There's only one option left.
There's only one
option left. That final option.
Yeah,
the
okay.
Right letter. We're not going to give away what letter's remaining, but I'm pretty sure there's only one letter remaining.
And yeah. also, because anyone's in the running,
out
let's
of
just
A, B, C, D.
We'll say that it's the text number is 0488 809 855. That's 0488 809 855 to text and be in the running.
So if you text in and you haven't played yet, it's a good chance to tie up the lead.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've got
and win a prize.
Question two is still active. That's the sound that the animal makes.
Yep.
Which is a sort of like. Something like that. Beautiful.
Then, that wasn't bad, actually.
You didn't need to bring in the recordings, Trev. You could have done it.
Pitch perfect.
We've got Nick's question has
question five. Yep.
Question four, I believe.
Question four. Yeah.
Nick's
question
is
question four, but it's only got one of the four multiple choice options remaining. If people are quick enough to get that one. And we've got Meg's
question
first
six?
Question. Question five.
Question
five. Sorry, question
five. Yeah, you're five. Yeah.
Animal with the fastest limb movement.
Yes. Which is just, we've had a couple of guesses that are wrong, but there's no further hints at this stage.
No. I can give a further hint. This is question
five.
Well,
can I ask a question as a hint?
Absolutely.
Does it break the sound barrier?
No.
Okay, actually, Carolyn's pointing at the screen. Carolyn, say, what have you got to say?
So Celia has... Cecilia's guessed peregrine falcon for question two. Unfortunately, that is wrong. Are they found in Australia? I assume so, if you guessed it, but I'm not sure. Does it break the sound barrier?
I'm going to go with yes.
I assumed it did.
Yes. Okay. So this animal with the fastest limb movement breaks the sound barrier.
So it should make a lot of noise when they do that.
And can I just quickly jump in? We did get a text from Betty, who is a host of the show, who said, sorry, she can't be here today, but she has donated $50 in case that doesn't come through live.
Thanks, so, Betty.
Betty, thank you.
Maybe the 3CR staff who are helping out today, you can note that there's another $50 in there if that hasn't come through on the Give Now yet.
Thank you so much.
And then we'll update what we have left to go on our total very shortly. And we've got half an hour to go. So half an hour to go live. To meet our target for Radiothon. Nice.
So that is our Give Now. I know that's I'm pointing to something in the studio on radio. No one can see what I'm pointing to. But in the studio, we can see our Give Now page, and Betty's donation did show up on the Give Now page.
Beautiful.
So thank you, Betty. And that's good to know that we've got that as an option. Cecilia, for question five, this is the fast limbs.
Yeah.
Meg, they've guessed a mantis shrimp. As the fastest animal.
Yes. Yes, it is. So
well
was that
done, well done. Cecilia.
Oh, my gosh. Now Cecilia is in the lead.
Woo.
Yeah. So can I just give you a little, just really quickly, a little bit of information about the mantis shrimp. So its punch, because it punches. That's what breaks the sound barrier.
Right.
Actually, no, I'm so sorry. It doesn't. It's actually roughly 80 kilometers per hour, 50 miles per hour, accelerating faster than a .22 caliber bullet. It strikes so fast through the water that it creates boiling bubbles via a process called cavitation.
Oh.
So I was actually incorrect. It did not break the sound barrier, but it actually it moves fast enough to boil water around it. So, yeah.
And you think if it's faster than a bullet would...
Well, I know. I don't understand. That's just the facts. We know that it definitely is the fastest animal anyway.
We're having a bit of a maths challenge show today, so
we'll
right.
Because I'm on it.
Should I jump in with another question?
Yes. Okay.
This one's a multiple choice and also maths related.
Ooh.
How many teeth does a garden snail have? 0, 14, or 14,000?
What?
Didn't know. Yeah, that's interesting.
That question again. This is question seven.
Seven, yep.
How many teeth does a garden snail have? 0, 14, or 14,000?
Well, at least no one can say they were close if they got it wrong.
Yeah.
I am blown away by that question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've really never thought about it.
Do we want to jump to another question while we're waiting?
Well, can I say we were still waiting on... Nick's Clive Palmer policy question, which has only it was four multiple choice.
Yeah, so maybe without giving it too much, I'll give the options again. But three of these have been taken. So you've got A. What is their policies related to veganism? Is it A, increased subsidies to animal agriculture?
It's not that one.
B, ban artificial meat. C, increase penalties for animal advocates trespassing on private property, or D, ban the use of the term milk for plant-based beverages?
It's not that one.
And that can be anyone who hasn't already texted in in the multiple choice.
So anyone is in the running. The text number is 0488 809 855. You can text in with
I didn't
that.
Give it completely away. I left two options, even though there's only one
okay.
option.
Okay.
Built a bit of suspense there, yeah.
Yep.
So the questions we have on the go are the animal noise.
Sound, number two.
That's a... an animal found in Australia.
Yep.
The
number five.
Question four.
Sorry.
The Clive Palmer pamphlet yep. question where there's only one multiple choice option left.
It's not A, it's not B.
And an anonymous texter has just texted in Clive Palmer question option B. Yes, that is correct.
And which one was it?
Text in DeVita.
No, but what was the answer?
The option was ban artificial meat is their policy. But I just wanted to, I won't go off in too much of a spiel about this, but I was actually, as I was reading this pamphlet, I'd just been listening to an interview with Naomi Klein on It's a Bit Fruity podcast, and she was talking about what like MAGA will look post-Trump, and she was basically saying it's going to have to be something that actually offers something to people beyond like memes and stuff like that. And I just saw a lot of that in this flyer, because there was a lot of horrible stuff, racist, anti-immigrant and stuff, but there was also stuff about increasing healthcare, increasing spending on trains and housing, and it just kind of reminded me of that. And I also think that it was weird, I'd never thought of Clive Palmer as kind of a particularly health conscious individual, but one of the policies is ban artificial meat and artificial food additives, and I really think that might be a pivot to the MAHA, the Make America Healthy Again, the JFK, that sort of natural health movement. I think they're trying to kind of pivot in that direction, which is kind of a weird thing, but anyway, it's a weird time.
And we've had a text in from Larry and Mentone for question seven, guessing 14,000, and that is correct.
Wow.
A snail has 14,000 teeth.
It does.
It has become more horrifying. I did not think a snail could be horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Also, bring something back to, I guess, the main point of the show. We have only $254 left to go. So please, we've got 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Please donate. We want to do it on air. We're so close. Our target is 1,700. And so far, we've got 1,446. And it looks like the maths is adding up now. So that means 254 left to
well
go.
Well done, volunteers.
So thank you, Inez.
Yes.
Make them work. Make those calculators work. Please.
$254.
94190155. And that's a Victoria number. So 03-9419-0155. Or you can text. Most people texting is just for the answers for the trivia, but it's 04-88-809-855. There's also websites and all that sort of thing you can donate on.
Can I just say just a reason why we do these fundraisers every year, and the reason why donating to 3CR is so important. So we are a show that basically highlights animal rights, animal issues, compassion issues that relate to animals, etc. Now, how many mainstream media organisations allow voices like ours to advocate for the animals? And I can't think of a single one. And so 3CR does this most important work by giving a platform to voices that aren't normally heard in the mainstream media. So, it's us, and it's also people advocating for, all sorts of human rights, for workers' rights, for LGBT rights, trans rights, all these rights that we have that really don't get discussed in any kind of rational, logical way, except for in sound bites in mainstream media. And so donating to 3CR is not just donating to us and helping us to give the issues that animals face a voice and, to be heard, but it's also advocating for so many good things, in the community. People talking about things that relate directly to us and relate directly to the average everyday human. So donating to 3CR is basically donating to your society and donating to progress and donating to a voice of compassion that talks about things that are actually of interest and relevant to us and to people who do not get a normal voice and in mainstream media. So every dollar counts. Donations of $2 and over are tax deductible. If you receive a prize, you can't use that as a tax deduction. But if you don't receive a prize, you can tax deduct your donation.
Do you want to quickly mention the prizes that are still up for grabs, Caroline?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We've got a 3CR tote, a 3CR mug, and we've got two books, Vegan Entanglements and The Animal Rights Debate.
So if you donate any amount and you do want that prize, just indicate which prize you want in the text or on the phone or whatever, how you're donating.
Okay. And with our animal sound, I didn't realise we were going to stump people for this long, so I'm going to give a couple of hints.
We've had one So Davida guessed magpies.
That is incorrect, unfortunately.
All right, go ahead with the hints.
So first hint is not a bird.
Oh.
So not a bird, and it's nocturnal. So a nocturnal animal that is not a bird, and they are found in Australia and New Guinea.
That stumped me.
There we go.
Wow.
What else can I give you that's not going to give it away too much, but give people something to go on?
They're
omnivorous. I'll give you that as well. So an omnivorous nocturnal animal that is not a bird, found in Australia and New Guinea, and sounds like this.
An anonymous person has guessed frog.
Frog. That is incorrect, unfortunately.
Okay. Does someone want to jump in with question 8?
Sure thing.
Do we have any other questions on the go, or is it just the animal sound?
It's just the animal sound.
Okay, let's get another one going.
Okay. In Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, the monster explains to his creator that he refuses to eat meat. What specific plants does he state afford him sufficient nourishment? And we do need to be specific.
Ooh, literary question.
That's an interesting one. Do you want to just repeat that one?
In Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, the monster explains to his creator that he refuses to eat meat. What specific plants does he state afford him sufficient nourishment? And we should say, in terms of our leaderboard, we've got Cecilia on 2, Ruby, Muggy and Larry all on 1. So it's anyone's game still.
Cecilia did guess possum for the animal sound, which is incorrect, unfortunately. And we had Ruby guess fruit bat, which is also incorrect. But then we've got Larry from Mentone has said they're going to donate $50. Thank you.
Oh, Larry, you absolute champ. We love you.
Thank you very much. So I don't think that's come off our target yet, but I think it means we're close to 200.
Ooh.
$200 left.
I'm sure we'll have an updated target.
And about 15 minutes to go. Please kick on with donations as soon as you can. We should probably have a song. We haven't had another song. What was the next song?
So the next song is actually by Ruby, who's a regular guest on the show, and it's probably the same Ruby who's playing along. So her song is it's Butterfly by Ram Dragon. I do have to add a note regarding swearing, but here is a song from Ruby, regular Freedom of Species guest.
Freedom of Species would like to thank Project Fresh Start for their financial support of this program. Project Fresh Start provides free plant-based food to the community, with a focus on providing healthy, fresh plant-based food and education around healthy eating and living in a way that sustains the individual, the community, the animals, and the planet. To find out more about our community lunches and programs, check out projectfreshstart.org.au.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
This June we'll be asking for your donations to support 3CR.
Your donation during Radiothon keeps the station radical and enables us to give voice to our community for another year.
All donations over $2 are tax deductible.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au. Show your support by donating this June.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our Radiothon trivia show here on Freedom of Species on 3CR Radical Radio. You just heard the song Butterfly by Ram Dragon. And if you do want to look up her music, it's just Ram Dragon. There's no spaces between the words. It's just one word, Ram Dragon, on the streaming platforms. And I also did want to mention that we did have Ruby. The show was Ram Dragons on 3CR Rotations back on the 25th of January 2026, where she live DJ'd a kind of a set as part of Rotations. So check that out and stay tuned for Rotations coming up next. And we had some texts coming in.
Yeah. So we've got some answers to the last question, which is mine, about Frankenstein's monster and what specific plants he states afford him sufficient nourishment. So, Muggy from Mentone said onion and garlic. Unfortunately, no, that's not correct. And Javita says acorns and berries, and that is correct. And I'm sorry, Javita, I left you off the leaderboard earlier. So that makes Javita and Celia are on two each, and Ruby, Muggy, and Larry are on 1 point each. So it's anyone's game.
Still anyone's game. Yep. Okay. I have a question. Okay. So this is a really simple true or false question. Fake banana flavor is the same compound honeybees use as an alarm pheromone. True or false? I'll read that again. Fake banana flavor is the same compound honeybees use as an alarm pheromone.
All right, and I can jump in with question 10.
That was question 9, wasn't it?
Yeah,
question 9 is the fake banana. Okay.
So question 10 is, who said the following in relation to noise concerns for horses at Flemington Racecourse caused by frequent concerts? I can't sit back and watch the animals suffer. The options are A, an animal activist, B, a vet, C, a stable hand, or D, a jockey. So someone said about concerns for like the concerts being too loud for the horses. Someone said, I can't sit back and watch the animals suffer. Again, A, animal activist, B, vet, C, stable hand, or D, jockey.
And we've had two responses to Meg's question 9. So Jasmine and Gonzalo said false, and Muggsy from Mentone said true. So which is correct, Meg?
Muggsy from Mentone, you are correct. The same compound that is fake banana flavour is the honeybee's natural threatening pheromone.
And then for question 10, good job, Muggsy. For question 10, Jasmine and Gonzalo have guessed jockey.
That's the wrong.
That's the wrong. Incorrect. And then Davita guessed option C, stable hand.
I think stable hand is correct. Oh, yeah, Davita was first in with that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that takes Davita to 3.
Davita is climbing the ladder in the trivia.
Has climbed it.
Davita's on 3.
Ruby and Muggsy, you were just a couple seconds too late for that one. You were all correct as well.
I just wanted to mention with that one, the same stable hand also said the following: these are $1 million horses owned by some of the most prominent families in racing. So it's such a weird thing of like kind of being a passionate but also being tied up into this industry. And that was actually from an article passed to us by Sally from Out of the Pan, an article about their frequent concerts at Flemington Racecourse and the sort of issues for horses there.
So the animal sound that is playing in the background now, I'm going to make an executive decision and say this is now worth 3 points.
Wow. Okay.
The stakes are higher.
Question 2, if you've got any guesses, and it's a nocturnal, omnivorous animal that is not a bird, found in Australia and New Guinea. What else can I
ask? Is it a mammal?
You can ask.
I can't even think of any nocturnal.
You know what? On the
spot,
I think it is. I'm even going to go marsupial, because a marsupial is a mammal, isn't it?
Marsupial is a mammal.
There you go. Yeah. I'm giving away a bit more than that. Marsupial.
Wow.
Don't ask me to tell you the difference.
Do you want to do multiple choice, considering we've only got sort of 4 or 5 minutes, if you can think of
other options? I think for 3 points, no, I'll leave it at that for now. So question two, you're hearing this noise, this sound in the background. That is a nocturnal marsupial, not a bird, but I don't think there's any birds that are marsupials, so that doesn't change much there.
And just Australia quickly, and we've got Davida on 3 points. We've got Muggy and Cecilia on 2. We've got Ruby and Larry on 1 point each.
And we've got $200 still to donate. So please donate some money.
And some
we're
prizes
running out of time.
Too.
Yes. $204.
Get your
5 minutes to go.
Get your tax deduction if you need it. Just let us know which one. But yeah, we're so close. We're so close.
If you're going to donate, now is the time to do it.
Yes, please do. But we'll give you another question. I don't know who is. Someone's going to give a question.
I have a question. So in English, we call this bird a turkey. In the Turkish language, as well as French and Russian, the name for this bird refers to which country? And we've had some responses for other questions so come
Jasmine
through.
And Gonzalo guessed quoll for the sound, I'm guessing, and that's incorrect. And Larry guessed the Tassie Devil. That wasn't... I was considering using Tassie Devil, but no, that wasn't. That's not the answer.
Wow.
I think answer being like that they're in Guinea as well, or New Guinea as well as Australia, means they're probably going to be somewhere that has to be a bit more, maybe not necessarily tropical, but they wouldn't be Tasmania, I don't think.
I think give multiple choice just for 1 point, because there's only about 3 minutes.
We've had another one, which was Quoll, Cecilia in Brunswick. Multiple choice. How am I going to... So...
Tricky.
We'll go, you're putting me on the spot here. Okay, let me think about it.
That's okay. What was your other question?
Yeah, so in the Turkish, French and Russian language, the name for what we call a turkey refers to which country? And I'll make this multiple choice. And I'll think of three options. So China, India or Iran?
Can you repeat the question?
So in English, we call this bird a turkey. In the Turkish language, as well as French and Russian, the name for this bird refers to which other country? And the multiple choice options were China, India, and Iran. For question two, we have Cecilia guess a numbat.
Numbat is incorrect, unfortunately.
And... someone who has not specified their name has guessed India, which is correct.
Oh,
so text in who you are.
Who are you, mystery texter? Who got the answer correct?
Got a little
could
too excited.
The entire thing, the entire dynamic.
Yes. Sorry.
And your name is?
What's the answer?
No. We want to know your name.
Muggsy.
Oh, Muggy.
Oh, sorry. No. Muggsy, guest in Iran. Yeah. And I think, Malika.
Malika, are you the India? Person who answered India? Malika, tell us.
Number,
yes.
It? Is that yes. Same number? Yeah.
Malika,
yeah. Okay. Malika's now in the running.
But who was the one...
Malika's half Turkish, so that's how they knew. Good
was
job.
Giving an answer to fantastic. Question two. I can't. Who was that? What was the
that's
answer?
That's about the Indian one. That's about India and Turkey.
No. It says that's the question about the bird on the radio now.
For everyone, we're reading all of the incoming messages. We're reading all the incoming messages. And so there's so many of us in this studio, it gets a little bit confusing.
Yeah. Thank you, Malika. Sorry.
Thank you, Malika.
We've caught up.
And maybe I just while we're waiting for the text for the final one, I will just so we don't run out of time, just mention the song we're going to go out with is Ditch the Party by Co-Defendants. A note regarding swearing again for the final song. One of the singers, Chesky, is vegan, which is kind of cool for our show. But also I thought it was kind of relevant in terms of it's all about ditching the party of sort of the mainstream music industry, and we're ditching the party of sort of commercial corporate media here at 3CR. And thanks for everyone for playing along and again, you continue to do that, but thanks and also for those who donated and help us continue to ditch the party here at 3CR.
Do we have a clear front runner yet?
We do. It's Davida on 3.
Yep.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think because we're going to have to go very soon, we're going to have to say that I'm going to give away the answer to the sound and say that so no one's going to get the bonus points, but this sound is a bandicoot.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Which other country did you say it was from as well?
They said, yeah, New Guinea, I think it was.
Wow. Mm. I never would have guessed.
Australia and New Guinea. Endemic to the Australia New Guinea region, it says. Bandicoots. But these bandicoots that you're hearing were in Australia. They were recorded. The sound was recorded in Australia. Mm. So bandicoot. There we go.
And, yeah, a reminder, we're just about there. We're not going to hit it live on air.
Sadness.
But we've got really close. Thanks, everyone, for donating. And the link is, if we get that online site to donate, or do we not have that at the top of our head?
You can go to 3cr.org.au, of course. There's links to donate there. But if you want to do it for our goal, Freedom of Species, it's the Give Now, which I think is just givenow.com.au/CR. And then /freedom of species, all one word.
But it'll be all over our social media. And also, if you donate by the 3CR website, you can choose Freedom of Species as your show as well to help get us over the line. Thanks, everyone, for donating and for playing along. Stay tuned for rotations from the 14th, 21st and 28th of June. It's going to feature Joe and Brendan giving archival 3CR radio recordings as recorded live by 3CR. So stay tuned. Coming up, if you're listening live, but stay tuned for that for the next few weeks as well.
Well done to our winner, Davida.
Yes, yay. And you're all champs. Thanks for participating and thank you for donating, everyone who did.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.